Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Okay, thank you so much, everyone, for coming back to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, and today I have an amazing guest with me. But before we get into talking all things about her and what she has to share today, I would like to do something that I just barely started doing in my podcast, and it's a very vulnerable and sensitive thing for me to do, coming out as a Buddhist, basically saying that I have been really infusing my business with my spiritual practice, or maybe other way around, or both. And for me, it's important to make sure that what we're going to be doing today will be for benefit of all beings. So the way we go about it in Buddhism, I'm not going to speak for all Buddhists out there. The way I go about it is just I say something along those lines before I start doing anything in my business, even engagement on Facebook at this point. I say that may whatever I'm going to be doing today contribute to all beings, be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May it also contribute to all beings being happy and have true lasting happiness and causes of it. And may all beings never be separated from the joy that is free from misery. And may all beings dwell in equanimity, free from confusion, attachment, and aversion. And that's that. Thank you so much for tuning in and creating this intentional space for me, with me. And I'm just so excited to have Holly Star Allen here with me. She is a soul awakening mentor. Thank you so much, Holly, for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to co-create with you. And I just love the way you open this podcast. I feel like it's very aligned with me as well. So I love that you set that intention. And already I feel like I've had value added.
Oh, thank you so much for that. You're actually the very first guest I have ever done it with and recorded it. I have done it once outside of the recording. So for whatever reason today, I felt brave enough, and not for whatever reason, I know a little bit about you. So I feel like you were the right person to do it the first time in. So yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yay. Awesome. So how about, and you already know my first question already, you start with a story about yourself. I know you've been through all kinds of things on your journey, on your healing, on your business journey, on your soul awakening journey of your own. So how about you just take it away with something that ultimately brought you where you're at in your business, but as we all know, we're all human, so we start with our humanness. So please take it away.
I love this. And you know, it's interesting because one of my biggest transformations started with one of my air quotes most suffering moment as a human. And I really had this perspective change in what our human deems our up level or our evolution or our expansion versus what our soul translates our evolution, our transformation to be. And so just rolling back, you know, the scenario, painting the scene of what happened, mm-hmm. is I had been in corporate America for 10 plus years. I have collectively helped corporate America with earning $29.5 million. And to say I was a high achiever is, you know, an understatement. And I had dedicated every bit of every part of me to my corporate America job. And I really enjoyed it. I really found joy in there. And I was in healthcare, so very nurturing environment. And I got to solve problems and I got to uplift people and I got to show solutions to make things more ease, you know, bringing that peace and that calmness back into a chaotic workplace. And I found myself getting the most peculiar call on a Friday telling me not to come back to work on a Monday. And that is when my human literally went in complete shock of like, what? Excuse me? What? Like, this is not what I had planned my day. You know, like, I did not wake up thinking, you know, at 10 a.m. on a Friday, I'm going to get this call. And I was literally on my way to a doctor's office visit. I was on PTO that day. And that changed everything. Not only did it change my finances and what I interpreted security to be, but it also started a journey of me looking at things from a very higher perspective. And I love what you said about we have our human experience first. We do. We chose to come into this timeline as a human, right? Like we chose to pick up this body, pick up this timeline. Like we didn't choose to come in a different timeline. And that has been one of the biggest gifts I believe source has given me because I look at everything now through two different lenses. What is my experience as a human? And what is my experience as a soul? And it's really helped me navigate very uncomfortable situations to get back into that regulated nervous system, to get back into that level of awareness to say, okay, just like a toddler, if they were pitching a fit, having a complete meltdown, you're not going to communicate to them of the things you want them to do, right? You're going to be like, okay, we're kind of at a stop point. I need to get this kid to stop screaming and having a meltdown before we can even move to the next step. And I think we forget that as adults, that we still have this inner toddler. We still have this inner child. We still have this human experience that feels fear, has self-doubts, has confusion, you know, has pain, has trauma, has different experiences. And it's just unrealistic to think that if I think happy thoughts, if I think positive thoughts, I can get through this, I can get through this, because that's one part of the equation. You know what I'm saying? Like that is like an eighth of the equation, but it's such a small piece of the pie because we're not looking for toxic optimism. You know, we're not looking to bypass, we're not looking to override and overrule. We're looking to create harmony, we're looking to create a partnership. And so my life changed dramatically after that phone call. And I spent a year and a half unemployed and trying to get my bearings back because everything that I had believed to be true, you know, stay loyal to a company, get well educated, show up and be the best employee every single day. And then I was at the peak of my life. I was getting ready to buy a home, everything was paid off. Like, I was at the peak. I had arrived. Like, you know what I'm saying? That moment where we're like, I did it. I did it. Now I get to live my biggest life. And that all flipped. And I think your listeners can probably find this element in their own story, right? Where we had this vision and we reached the peak of the mountain and we're doing our celebration dance and maybe we're taking that deep breath for the first time of like, it worked. It worked. I did it. It was worth all the, you know, the hardship or the crises or just loving myself through this. And then it just completely shook everything. My foundation was no longer real. My foundation, my truths were no longer real. I was just like, wait a minute. That didn't work. I'm unsafe. I'm worse off than I thought I would ever be at this point in my life. And you don't go from being a multi six-figure earner to earning $0 and, you know, figure out life overnight. And I remember choosing because this is what I really think the choice is, not having happy thoughts all the time, not being this super optimistic person, but having a choice to say, what is it that I want to show up as? Who do I want to be in this moment? What feeling do I want to give the mic to now? And it's funny because I love to gamify everything because I feel like the human, the subconscious, and just the life experience can become a little more entertaining and a little more joyful, and it gives you power back in that situation. So even though I was going through what felt like my dark night of the soul, my rock bottom, my tower moment, in that moment, I chose not to suffer. And I'm sure some of your listeners, and maybe even you, are like, but Holly, like you just lost everything and you're on the brink of losing everything because you do not have a paycheck or possibilities of another paycheck coming, right? And every day I would stay in the present moment. My bills are paid today. My belly is full today. I am safe today. What is something I can do to move me forward to get to that next step in my journey? And I think that's where if we can make a choice in every single circumstance, what am I experiencing? What do I want to give voice to in this moment? And what do I want to be on the other side of this? Now, I would love to tell you that I am a rock star and superhuman and all these things that, I just sucked it up, Buttercup. I just made it happen. I just went out and got another job the next day because no one can stop me. That's not what happened at all. I was significantly traumatized from this exit of corporate America, and it took me some time to get my feet back underneath me. I wasn't able to interview for jobs because I was in complete shock that my whole life had just been handed to me on a non-silver platter when we were setting up for all the things. And it just came to me that in this moment, I can still choose to be happy. In this moment, I can still feel joy. And I coined a phrase that I use so often with my clients now. Humanness or society says, rock bottom, rock bottom. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's the worst thing. It's just, oh gosh, it was my rock bottom. And then everybody's like, oh gosh, rock bottom. That's so hard. They have a lot of empathy and compassion. What if it's not a rock bottom? Because energetically, when you think of a rock bottom, it feels like hopelessness. It feels like despair. And yes, I had moments of those feelings. I was friends with those feelings for parts of this journey, but it was also my springboard. And why and how can a rock bottom be your springboard? Well, it was the first time that I had nothing else to distract me. It was the first time that my back was up against the wall and I had to come out fighting. I had to figure something out. This was not the way I saw my life going. And it's interesting because here I lost everything, and yet the divine had other plans. And I got the download to start Ignite Shine Bright. And it was in that moment that I realized, wow. I know how determined and dedicated and passionate about my self-worth, my confidence, my self-esteem, my self-development, all these things. Like I am packing a punch, so to speak, right? Like I'm doing all the right things. And yet I feel like I just got gut punched. I just feel like someone took my power away and ran with it. And if this can happen to me, wow, there's so many other people that need to be reminded of who they are, what they are, and what they're capable of. And so this is where I like to laugh and say, I'm the pivot queen because I no longer see a roadblock as a barrier. I no longer see a call on a Friday telling me not to come back to work on a Monday as the end of my life. I see it as a clarifying moment to give me more information. And if we go back to gamifying this life experience, what would you do differently if you saw this like a video game where you said, oops, that's not the way down the tunnel. Hold on. Do 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 do. The game starts over and you go down to the left side of the map. You know what I'm saying? Like we wouldn't take everything so personal. It wouldn't feel like a failure. It wouldn't feel like, the stories of limiting beliefs and self-doubt we tell ourselves, it would just be an experience. Does that make sense?
Totally. And I wonder if that's something that you're doing, helping your clients to do now as well, like this gamifying part of it.
It is. It definitely is. And so I always laugh and say, okay, you're having a human moment. Perfect. You're human. Check, you get a gold star. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
True.
it's perfectly aligned. But yet, I think there's so many people in, kind of the coaching industry or the spiritual world that are like, oh, you're not in flow, or oh, it's not working because you're not aligned. And I'm just like, we have to have the contrast. We have to have the valley to experience the mountain. It's part of the journey. And if we can stop telling a story about the valley, but we can either use it for nurturing. And that's what my go-to is now. Whenever I find myself in a valley where I'm just like, huh, that didn't work out as I had hoped or expected or planned. Like that 2 + 2 did not equal 4. Okay. Then it's kind of where I pause and say, now we have more information. I'm going to nurture myself. I'm going to reset. I'm going to take a step away from this. Maybe I seek support or expert knowledge from someone else. But I'll tell you what the first thing is I always do, and you'll love this because I think this is right up your alley, is I check in to see, where is my nervous system in this moment? Am I hijacked? Am I running like a crazy person? Like, are all my wires kinked up and amped up? And like, I'm at a 10 knot situation instead of like a 2 knot situation. Because that's where I know that I'm not in my power. Whenever I'm feeling that, like where I'm just turbocharged, but it's coming from that place of I have to, I've got to force myself, I've got to structure, I've got to do, I got to do, I got to do, then that is an instant reminder of, oh, you're being too human. You're being too human. Are you leading from inspiration or are you leading from scarcity, lack, fear? Because that's a whole different energy. And I think that's why Source gave me, there is no rock bottom. It's a springboard. And how many times, I mean, I think one of the funniest things, especially, when the holidays come upon us, where they're like, I bought my kids all these expensive, nice electronic gifts, and they're over there playing with the box from the fridge. Like, why did I even waste my time with that? And it's like, I feel like sometimes we get so focused on the outcome, the 10K months, 30K months, the 100K months. And it's just like, that's not why you started your business. That's not why you said, oh my gosh, I'm going to start a business so I can make 100K months. Like, that actually did not start at the beginning of the conversation, I feel like for most of us. Instead, we said, whoa, I can help people with this. Whoa, this tool will actually liberate so many people. I've got to share this with the world. It was almost like we had a secret we couldn't keep, right? But then we get into business and we click back into that humanness of how do we measure ourselves? What equals success? How will people know I'm successful? And it's interesting. I was on another podcast last week, and one of the questions she asked me was, what does prosperity mean to you, Holly? And I was like, wow, if you would have asked me that 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I would have had a completely different answer. Lots of money in the bank, savings, the house paid off, all the things. But you asked me today, and I'm going to tell you peace, harmony, calmness, because I know if I have those, I can get the money in the bank. I can get the house paid off. I can get all the 3D things that I desire. Because if I honor myself, if I regulate myself, anything is possible. And you can play with this, right? Like, one of my go-tos are deep breathing. And I love that you opened our session up with deep breathing as well, because it allows us to, one, reset that nervous system so quickly. Two, brings us into back into the present moment. And three, it slows everything down where we can make that choice of, okay, I have information. What do I want to do with this information? Now, I'm also a little, unpredictable as far as like, I'm not your traditional business coach or empowerment coach. I kind of say break the system, right? Who created the system? them. They did not come and take my vote. They did not ask me what worked well for me. And so I'm not here to follow someone else's rules, someone else's guidelines. Now, if you have evidence, then I will listen and I will see if that aligns with me. But I'm not looking for a one-stop shop. I'm not looking for a one-size-fits-all because I know I'm a multidimensional being that has amazing, crazy experiences that none of us should be looking for a one-size-fits-all. There's a reason why Source gave us very significant clues, like our DNA being very unique and different, our fingerprint being very unique and different. But yet, our society and culture is almost asking us to blend in, quiet your voice, fit in, don't stand out. And what I've learned is the more I step into my own identity by reawakening my soul to remember what we chose to come into this lifetime to do, then that's where I get that peace, that harmony, and that truth. That's where I have confidence that nothing can shake. If they called me tomorrow and told me, don't come back tomorrow, the next day, I'd be like, awesome, thanks. Thanks for the notification. You know what I mean? Like, once we have this confidence and this connection, knowing we are unstoppable if we make a choice in every single situation, right? If we choose not to be stopped. And so I ask you, what is in your toolbox? Ask your listeners, what is in your toolbox that if life lives, it's going to do it. And I feel like a lot of people get super nervous when the shadows come or the dark night of the soul comes, or we have that contrast of like, oh, I'm not high on life. Like, life is lifing, and all these things are going sideways and crooked and upside down. And whew, I just need a breath, you know? And I think we should celebrate those times because for me, I don't have breakdowns, I have breakthroughs. And it's because I've learned to pause and not just let my human turn into a tantrum queen. This isn't fair. I can't believe they did this to me. Now, who cares? Who cares? Move along. You know what I mean? Like, fight it at a higher level. Maybe having a conversation with that person directly is not going to say solve anything. But how can you claim your power? How can you take your power back? How can you, in this moment, say, awesome, all things work to my good. All things work to my good. And this is where I always challenge my clients, like, your human needs evidence to take that next step out of your comfort zone, right? Like, how are you going to create evidence to say, oh, you remember that other time we were like super scared like this and we didn't know if we were making the right decision and it was super overwhelming and challenging? Oh, but look what happened after we did take that step. We met our significant other. We started the business. We made the revenue goal we had. We created, I'm in the middle of trademarking my own healing modality. And I think what a lot of people are not taking into account when they're on their journey is a lot of us are here to bring brand new things into the world. And we're looking for someone on either side of us that's doing the same thing to create comfort, saying it's safe. There's a market for it. But what if you're the person bringing this new thing to market? And it may be scary and it may be lonely because you're walking this path all by yourself. But what if that's what you signed up for? And if you keep waiting for someone to hold your hands to walk this path with you, you're going to go right through this lifetime without bringing in to this timeline what your soul signed up to bring into. And so this is where I just always encourage, if you have the thought, if you have the stirring, if you have this knowingness, if you have this curiosity, start using discernment to say, is this for me? And then say, Source, show me the way. And then be bold enough to take the action step to walk. I was just thinking today how funny it is that things I thought were just not that important are aligning now with all this harvesting of visibility, of collaborations, of amazing connections, of soul tribe. And I hear so many times people like, I just wish I could find my people. I just wish I could find my tribe. Well, in order to find your tribe, you have to be bold enough to take those big steps out of your comfort zone. You have to be willing to try the new thing. You have to be willing to walk with your intuition, even when it feels completely, oh my gosh, are you serious? Like, you want me to say this out loud? Like, trust me, when my gifts were coming online, I was like, do we have to say this out loud? Like, I don't know. And then I would say it out loud and it would be a complete breakthrough for someone, right? And sometimes we're just the messenger. So you don't know what part of the story you're playing, but you do have a role, or you wouldn't have had this stirring, this inkling, this little nudge, or this little download. Like, we have to give, we're so quick to give our human all the validation, right? Like, see, it feels uncomfortable in my belly, I'm not going to do it. Or it feels scary, I'm not going to do it. And like, we give all of this creditations to our human. And that's only because that's what's nurtured. That's only because everybody else is doing it. But you're not everybody else. You're not everybody else. You're not going to be like everybody else. You're not supposed to be like everybody else.
Wow. Can we just like bottle this episode up and just pour a little bit of it at a time when we need like a ginger shot or whatever, like a something
Yes.
to like a healthy dose of awakening. Speaking of soul awakening, yeah, it's gotta have a label of something, just an idea there for
I like it.
merchandise for you later on. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. I feel like you have already shared so many insight shifts and just things mindset related that people can utilize pretty much almost immediately and try for themselves how that will work for them. And since we're almost at the time, we have about 5 minutes in the
Oh,
recording
perfect.
left or so. How about if you share a little more specifically about what you do and who you help and how we can find you?
Yes, thank you so much. So I serve as a portal and a mirror for you to stand in front of via Zoom, virtual. I do in-person experiences and help facilitate retreats as well. But I tap you into frequencies that help you remember. And what usually comes through with those remembering are complete clarity of what your next steps are, business downloads, you map up your whole year program or mastermind, gifts are activated. I had one client, she just wanted to be able to visually see things and hear things. She wanted source to talk directly to her and not need someone else. And now she's laughing because she's like, now it sounds like a knocking door. I can hear knock, knock when they show up. And it's just so entertaining watching people activate their gifts, their knowingness, hearing things, seeing things, channeling things. And I'm able to take people to places that instantly clicks in new vibrations and new frequencies where they have that confidence to stand in this remembrance, to show up in the world and shine bright for everyone to see and be comfortable with that visibility.
Yay. Yay. Thank you. That's such a beautiful way of yeah, I feel like again, it allowed me to try it on, like the actual experience that you are describing. And I'm sure the audience on the other side of it all also tuning in. So of course, okay, how can we find you, where we can
Yes.
follow you up on this?
I am more active on Facebook, so you can find me at I Am Holly Starr or the Facebook group Women's Empowerment and Self-Love. And I'm also starting to become more active on Instagram at I Am Holly Starr as well.
Beautiful. Everything is going to be in the show notes, ladies and gentlemen. So feel free to go ahead and click the links and follow Holly and all of those platforms where you personally exist. And again, I just so want to thank you for taking this time, bringing yourself, your beautiful self, onto my podcast. I really do remember the time in your life that you were referring to first in the very beginning, because I saw a glimpse of it through us talking then. And for me, it's so deeply inspiring to see how you have evolved ever since and how you use that part of your journey, just like what you did explaining now, as a fuel, as a way to keep going and learn for all of those valleys and mountains to continue on your journey. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so honored to be here. And I just love the work that you share with the world. It's such magical work to help us stay grounded, to get ourselves reconnected so we can have that magic just overflow within us.
Ooh, that's the idea. The magic overflowing. Yeah, I feel so really good in my heart. And this is why I also want to close this episode. And again, I have never done it before on the recording with a guest, but it's very easy. It's all just to say that whatever positive energy we have generated by creating this podcast, by you listening to it, may it ripple out into the world and really help all beings, all beings in all places to reach happiness and be free from suffering. And that's what is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning to the Peace Girls Here podcast, and I'll talk to you next time. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support.